desire and interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Word. I have a very simple message that the Lord had put on my heart this week to share, and I know it was the Lord for me personally, and hearing all of these special songs, it was the Lord that ordered those. It's just hand in hand with what the Lord gave me. I'd like us to turn our attention to the book of 1 Samuel and probably one of the most well-known Bible stories of all time. But the Lord put this on my heart, and there are some things we'd like to glean from it this morning. 1 Samuel chapter 17, we'll beginning with verse 1. Said, "Now the Philistines gather together their armies to battle." Now, do you know right there, there's a message right in that first part. All of us have an enemy this morning, and the enemy is gathering his forces against God's people. And if you love the Lord this morning, you can rest assured that the Philistines are gathering together their armies. But the story didn't end there, did it? Talked about in verse 2, and we're going to just skip down through some of this. It says, Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together, pitched by the valley of Elah, and set the battle in array against the Philistines. We read on down to verse 4, it said, "There went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had on a helmet of brass upon his head, was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass." It goes on, it talks verse 7, "The staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam. His spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron. One bearing a shield went out before him, and he stood and cried." Now, before we go on, I want us to get a little picture. I never knew that there was so much controversy over Goliath's height. But I Googled it. And I looked in the commentaries, and I guess I didn't remember that there were so many different ideas on how tall Goliath was. Now, some believe, as would be brought out here, that he was 9 feet 9 inches tall. Now, that's a tall man. Keeping this in mind, that the average height of men at this time period in history was a lot shorter. If you go back, even, I looked on the, we saw a replica of the Sir Francis Drake ship. We saw a replica of that. And it was so small, and I remember them telling us how short the average man was. And I would probably be a tall man at that time. So if that tells you anything, I would have been a tall man. So to see someone even 6 foot tall, you would be taken aback. So if Goliath was 9 feet 9 inches tall, some say he was 6 feet 6 inches, and others think that he was over 11 feet tall. The reality was, this was a tall man. His armor itself weighed well over 150 pounds. Now, Stephen's not in here at the moment. I don't know how much the Marines carry, but when I see someone walking around with 150 to 200 pounds of armor, that was a strong man. And the head of his spear weighed at minimum 15 pounds. Alright, so if I see someone with a 15-pound headed spear, I'm going to be on my guard, and it could have weighed up to 25 pounds. This was a strong man. This was a man that was not used to losing when he fought. This was a man that he was chosen as the champion. Now, this word champion in this case means one, a man between the two. In other words, the two armies were there, and the Philistine chose one man that would represent them in battle. And if he lost, they'd go home. If he won, they would continue forward. So he was chosen to do battle. Folks, all of us have Goliaths in our life this morning. My Goliath may look a little bit different than your Goliath. But there are things in life that happen when the enemy is doing all he can to put fear in our heart. Now, we look at the response. As you read on down, you know the story. Read the story, and you find that the children of Israel were afraid. They were scared. Goliath went out and he cried out in verse 8 to the armies of Israel, why are you come out to set your battle in array? Am I not a Philistine? And you servants to Saul, choose you a man from you and let him come down to me. If this morning we were going to choose one of us to go out and do battle with Goliath, who would you choose? All right, Brother Frentrip, you might have the height this morning. I don't know, man. I don't know if you have the energy. You have the height. We might look around and say, who has the most energy? Then we pick one of the little boys that has the most energy. But you know, we would say, who is it that's willing to go out? And we might look around and say, we are inadequate. We don't have someone here that is equipped to go out and do battle with the Goliath. And so he gave him the challenge. And we find that Saul, in verse 11, Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine. They were dismayed and greatly afraid. They ran in fright because there was a challenge. Now, it is happenstance that in my testimony I mentioned boxing. I want you children to know I don't follow boxing. But I want to talk about boxing a little bit right now. Because I remember when I was a young man, some of you I still am, some of you I'm an old man, but I remember when I was in high school or elementary school, and if I don't know how much you all know about Mike Tyson, but I remember hearing the stories. Mike Tyson was the new kid on the block in boxing. And he won, when he went into professional boxing, he won. His win-loss record was 22-0. He won every fight that he had. And 21 of those were won by knockout. So this wasn't just going to the end until they had to decide who the winner was. Mike Tyson was a champion. And he would get in the ring and he'd cause fear. And the reason I'm using him as an example, because I remember my thoughts as a young man. My thoughts were, I would not want to step in the ring with Mike Tyson. And that's not all. I'm going to go a step further. Mike Tyson was not a nice man. Those of you that know a little bit of your boxing history knows, remember with Evander Holyfield, and I remember it was all over the news, in a fight he bit his ears. In the boxing ring, he bit his ears and actually took a piece off of one of his ears. This was a young man that had grown up on the streets. He had been arrested over 30 times as a young person. He was in juvenile detention, I believe, and there was someone that took an interest in him, and they taught him how to fight, how to box. He already knew how to street fight. He was in a gang, if I'm not mistaken. But this was someone that was successful as far as fighting. So when I start thinking about Goliath, I start thinking about Mike Tyson. Because I still remember that those that remember, I say remember, some of you may not. It was Larry Holmes came out of retirement who had one time been the heavyweight champion and his purpose was to defeat Tyson. I believe he lost. Y'all correct me if I'm wrong here. All right. He came out of retirement and he lost. But I remember Larry Holmes always struck me as a nice man. He actually is a preacher. He was a preacher. I don't know if he's still living today, but he's a preacher. He was a preaching heavyweight boxer, but he was a minister. And I just remember he seemed like such a nice man, kind and a nice man. And I remember then looking at the difference between Larry Holmes and Mike Tyson. And Mike Tyson was someone, don't mess with him. Yeah, but Larry Holmes was still a strong man and he was one of the world's best boxers. But yeah, he was a nice guy. Mike Tyson was someone again. You get the point? Don't want to mess with him. Mike Tyson, incidentally, made over $350 million in his career, and yet he filed bankruptcy. One fight, he made over $20 million for one fight. So, how many of you all would like to step in the ring? This man that would knock you out. One of the greatest boxers again in the world. He held the heavyweight champion. That's what I think about when I begin to think about Goliath. Because I don't take it lightly. We can sit here and spiritually this morning, we can look at the children of Israel and think, where was their faith? I mean, these are God's people. Who in faith wants to go out against Mike Tyson? I understand where they would be afraid. That's the natural response. I'm afraid. There's this enemy that seems so much more powerful than I am. So I'm not going to sit here and say there wasn't a reason they didn't have fear. But then David comes along, and you know the story. David come and said, what has this man done? This dirty, uncircumcised Philistine that's standing against the children of God. And you remember how his brothers responded? Go back home. You've been keeping the sheep. Go back. You don't understand. Would that not be a natural response? I want to go back to my Mike Tyson. They called Mike Tyson Iron Mike, by the way. There's a reason for it. If someone came along and said, oh, God will help me, what are you afraid of him for? Just get in there and do battle. I'd say, buddy, you don't know what you're talking about. You haven't seen this man fight. You don't know how strong he is. You don't know the power of his blows. And it would almost be an insult if you were standing around the ring and some young man comes along and says, oh, yeah, I can take him. Why are you afraid of Mike Tyson? You look at him and say, you don't know what you're talking about. These men had known the power of Goliath, and here comes David saying, what are you guys worried about? Let's just go out and fight him in the name of the Lord. He's a dirty, uncircumcised Philistine. It seems so ignorant of David, doesn't it? But yet, David went out. He said, I'll fight him in the name of the Lord. And so they put armor on him. And you know, he said, this isn't tried. I'm not used to wearing this armor. I'm not used to this sword. I'm not used to fighting like this. But he did have something with him. He had a sling. And he got 5 rocks. This one's not smooth. But he got 5 rocks out of the, off the ground. And he went out to do battle with something that he had experience with. He had never fought a Goliath before, but he had killed a lion, and he killed a bear, and he had done it in the name of the Lord. And so David went out to do battle with Goliath. Lord, help us to move through this. He went out to do battle with Goliath, and in verse 39 we read, went out and David put on the sword and the armor, and he said, I can't go with these because I haven't proved them. And he went out to the Philistine Goliath. In verse 43, the Philistine Goliath said to David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And he said, come to me, and I'll give thy flesh to the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. And then David responded this way. He said, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. But I come unto thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee. And he went on. And then in verse 47 he said, the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's. Did you get that? David did not go out to fight the champion saying, I'm coming with my ability, and I'm coming with my experience, and I'm coming because I've been around the block. He was a young man, but he came and he knew that God had power. And he didn't say, I'm coming to you, and I perfected my aim with my stones while I sat out watching the sheep. He didn't say, I come to you with a stone. He said, I come to you in the name of the Lord, that all people will know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's. This morning, I do not know what all of your Goliaths are, but I know you're going to have them. I don't know what all the things in your life that you face that would cause you to feel fear. But do you know it is not a disgrace to feel fear? To have fear? Because you know what courage is? Courage to me is not the absence of fear. Courage is when you have fear, but yet you keep going. And you don't give up. And you don't let down. When you see Goliath and you have a tendency to want to run away, I understand that. But Lord, help us this morning to know that if you are one of God's children, for every Goliath, you know what there is? There is a stone for every Goliath that you face in your life. For every situation that seems insurmountable, there is a way through. There is a way that you can have victory in your life this morning. For every Goliath, don't forget there's a stone. The Lord had been talking to me about these things, and I got gas, and I got in the car, and the radio was on, and I heard a song I never heard before. And the name might have been For Every Goliath. Is that the name? Have you ever heard that? Yeah, there's a song, and the Lord just confirmed it to me. I've been seeking the Lord. What do you want for Sunday? You've been talking to me about courage. Been talking to me about not giving up. Been talking about, and I got in for every Goliath. Folks, for every Goliath in your life, there is a stone. But remember, the power is not in the stone. The power is in the one who will guide the stone and use the stone. Our faith this morning is not in what we can do. Our faith this morning is in the living God. And when things look impossible, I don't know, physically to step in the ring with Iron Mike, it still would just make me, I would just be expecting to be laid out. You know what? Would I even have a chance? You don't have to answer that. My son's saying no. Do you know that, would I even stand a chance? I will freely acknowledge I wouldn't even stand a chance. But do you know this morning in our spiritual battles, we can look at them as though they are our Goliaths. We look at them and say, I don't know what to do. But folks, with God, you can be as David and you can have victory when you face your Goliaths in the name of the Lord. I have had Goliaths in my life. There have been times that seemed impossible, but yet, with God, all things are what? They're possible. With man, it's not possible. With sickness, there are things that look impossible, but with God, all things are possible. There are financial difficulties that look like there's no way out, but with God, there's a way out. For every problem and every trial and every situation that we face this morning, think about David. He went out, you know the story, he went out and he slew the giant. He slew him in the name of the Lord. God was the one that was glorified. Folks, God wants to be glorified in your life, but if we run from our battles, now every child of God, listen, if we run from our battles, God is not glorified. If we give up, I'm feeling discouraged. So what will you do when you get discouraged? Are you going to give up? What about if you fail the Lord and you do something and you slip? Are you going to just throw your hands up and give up? Or are you going to say, Lord, by your power, I'm going to keep going. I don't want to lose my courage. I don't want to lose my purpose in life. Folks, for every Goliath in your life, there is a way of victory in the name of Jesus Christ. We think about, read about over in Acts 7:9. The scripture says, and the patriarchs, moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt. How would you like to be sold into Egypt? Some people say, I'd rather die than be a slave. Joseph's brothers, the people that should have been there to support him the most, sold him into slavery. They actually wanted to kill him, didn't they? So, what are you going to do then, Joseph? Patriarchs, moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him. There is that but God again. You know, there's another song that says but God, and that song was written, I don't know what all the author faced, but the Lord gave, well, that song was written for the situation that we face with Devin. It was impossible, but God. Things in life, when you've been sick unto death, but God. There was no way out financially but God. The temptation was so strong and I didn't think I could make it anymore but God. I was so tired and I was just so tired of life and I just thought maybe I'd just back away from the but God. Folks, but God has made a difference in days gone by and He's still making a difference this morning. So my message to you is be of good courage. Don't give up. Don't let down, but keep going. Because for every Goliath, God has a stone. Don't forget God. Jesus died, but God raised Him from the dead. Daniel was thrown in the lion's den, but God sent an angel to shut the mouth of the lion. Remember Elijah the prophet saw fire fall from heaven? He saw the power of God. He saw the Lord work. And the next thing we find after rain came, he saw the power of God there too. We talk about the faith of Elijah when he saw the cloud the size of a man's hand. He's like, it's going to rain. Go tell Ahab it's going to rain. We say that was a man of faith. You see a cloud this big and say, oh, a storm's coming. We look out and say, it's still a clear day. No rain in sight. Elijah was a man of faith. But after that story, you know what you read about? Elijah running for his life, saying, and he laid down, he said, I just need to die. I'm the only one. He laid down and wanted to die. God sent an angel to wake him up and he made him food. And he said, eat. The Lord visited him when he wanted to die. He had just seen the power of God. Aren't we like that sometimes? We know God works. We see Him work, and then something else happens, and all of a sudden we're like, oh, don't know what to do. It's impossible. And the Lord comes along and gives us a little nourishment. So Elijah ate, and then he just laid back down, went back to sleep. Still want to die. Have you ever been there? How many times do you want God to wake you up? Angel of the Lord came back and gave him another meal and said, get up and eat again. You can go on the strength of this for 40 days. Has not God done that for you? God has done that for me more than one time. Lord, I'm done. Have you ever felt like that? Kaput, finish, over. I'm done. The Lord came along and said, get up. Get up. I said, Lord, I can't do it in myself, but God was faithful. God came along and he gave nourishment. When you get to the end of your resources, remember the story of Elisha and the widow woman and her two sons, that she didn't have money to pay the debts that they owed, and her sons were going to be taken into slavery, and the Lord enabled her to take her little pot of oil and fill up all of the pots from the neighbors. All their bowls and pots and jars, and she just filled them with oil, and God just kept supplying more and more oil. Folks, every time things start getting lean, don't forget God. The children of Israel, when they came to the Red Sea, do you remember they were afraid then too? I don't know how I can move forward because this is so big. There's nothing we can do. It's out of our hands. We should have just stayed in Egypt. Why did we even start living for the Lord? But God came on the scene, and in the darkest of night, He sent an east wind that began to blow and opened up a way for the children of Israel to cross. When you get to the place that you almost wonder, why did I even come this far with God? There's nowhere I can go. Obstacles in my path, folks. The Lord is going to send an east wind in the night. So don't give up hope. Don't give up. Don't be discouraged this morning. The Lord is still working. He's still doing these things. God is still making a way. The scripture says in Psalms 27:14, it says, wait on who? Wait on the Lord. Don't wait till you have a bright idea or wait till you have the sword. He said, wait on the Lord. And he went on to say then, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He'll strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. He repeated himself. Folks, let's learn to wait on God and remember that for every Goliath, there's a stone. For every Goliath, there is a way out. The message to the children of Israel was, go forward. They were thinking about going back. The message was, go forward. The message to Elijah was, get up and eat. The message to us this morning is, don't quit. Don't give up. Don't be discouraged. Don't be alarmed, the song says, at the overcast sky. Don't be alarmed at that. So in conclusion this morning, for every Daniel, there's an angel to shut the mouth of the lion. All right? For every Red Sea, there is an east wind. Every time you want to curl up and quit, the Lord is going to send an angel with something to give you sustenance and strength to keep going. And for every Goliath, there is a stone. Yet the power is not in the stone, but the power is what we heard about in these songs this morning. Our faith is in God Himself. So for every impossibility, there is possibility. For every temptation, there is a way out this morning. When the way seems too difficult, seems too hard, there is a way because of God. 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, knowing that you can have victory in Jesus Christ this morning, the admonition and exhortation was, therefore, knowing that, he said, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Saints, be of good courage. The devil will bring battles. There will be Goliaths. There will be Red Seas. There will be these things happen in life. But remember, that is part of the battle. But there is a place of victory through Jesus Christ. So let's not be dismayed. Let's not give up courage. But let's go forward of good courage, because God will be faithful. Might stand.